Hey everyone, this is Wisdom the Healer coming to you live and direct. You already know when I come with a different episode, I come with, let's say, some zang to it, right? We have a guest today that is as spiritual as we can be. Mind, body, and spirit is what we're going to do today. We are healers and we're going to hear her story. She is Mama Fatimette. Did I say that right?
Fatimette.
See, I have to say it a couple times to get used to it. But very strong name. She is a spiritualist because of her numerous experiences of initiation into diverse religious traditions. Growing up in the Christian faith as a preacher's kid, she bore witness to her family's faith in God as an anchor and safe place. She knew as a child she would be a preacher, a teacher, and a healer. Her gifts started manifesting through the laying of hands, speaking in tongues and herbal remedies. As she blossomed, her grandmother identified her as a witch or a wise woman like herself. Her family lineage comes from the Gullah Geechee Nation on the South Carolina coast, where they practice the Hoodoo religion. As she matured into adulthood, she was introduced to African diaspora spirituality that consisted of yoga, tarot card reading, Native American medicine, Yoruba, voodoo, Egyptology, Santeria, Obia, and other ancient philosophies. Her personal experience as a promoter in African arts, her marriage to a Yoruba priest, and research from her travel books, workshops, and lectures brought her to the revelation that most African diaspora religions from around the world believe in one supreme being. The supreme being has attributes that serve us in a human experience, and we must reciprocate by honoring them through spiritual practices with ancestral altars and rituals. She is empowered to teach African diaspora. I'm sorry, this word is just, I'm not used to it.
It's right phonetically, that's what I do. All right.
A spirituality because she sat at the feet of prominent Yoruba priests such as Baba John Mason, Mama KK, and Baba Alatunji. Her mission is to enlighten, elevate, and engage her students through coaching spiritual life techniques. Her goal is to empower her students by providing the tools to align with their higher selves on their spiritual journey. She has information she can be reached at, which is Mama Fatimette at gmail.com, which is spelled as MAMAPHATIM as in Mary, AAT at gmail.com. Or you can text her at 404-447-5324. Yes, thank you, Mama Fatina, for being at my podcast.
Thank you so much for having me, inviting me. And it is an honor to be here.
Awesome. I would like to know, Mama, were you born and raised in North Carolina?
No. In fact, I was born and raised in New York, but I was conceived in South Carolina.
Oh, okay.
And my mother, she probably don't want me to tell the story. But, you know, at that time in, this, you know, 1960, it was still taboo for women to be pregnant out of wedlock. And my mother, her last year of high school, you know, and got involved with my father and conceived me. But, you know, right after graduation, she was able to conceal her pregnancy at that time because, you know, it was considered a bad reflection on the family or disrespect. And unfortunately, weighed all of the criticism on the woman.
Yeah.
got pregnant. And so she ran to her sister in Brooklyn, and I was born there.
Wow. Okay. That's an interesting story. So now I'm curious, right? Now I'm curious with everything that you do, how many states have you lived in?
Oh boy. I have lived and traveled numerous places because I guess I have what they say, a gypsy spirit. I love traveling. I get antsy when I'm in a place too long. I love stability because I have a family and children, but in the same breath, love traveling, and I've traveled I've lived in South Carolina, traveled to all the United States and different parts of the Caribbean as well as Africa.
What part of the Caribbean was that?
I have lots of family and friends in different places, such as Barbados, St. Croix, Trinidad, Chile, Panama, and visited Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, and I'm trying to remember them all.
Wow. Yeah, so,
it's been quite a wonderful experience to travel. I love traveling.
Oh, so that makes sense. That's why when I play they talk a little patois, we play a little reggae and soca. We waistlining. Okay.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I mean, like to wine me by tea.
That's what I'm talking about. So that leads me to my next question, in which you are very, very spiritual. And you, of course, we are students to this world, and your purpose is to teach, you know, and all of this healing, I'm sure you have changed people's lives in a positive way. And I wanted to know, do you mind sharing a story?
What do you mean, my first discovery of being a healer or just the journey itself?
Maybe we can do both. I would like to hear both.
Well, I think when you grow up in a matriarchy family, my mother had 8 sisters, and all of them, and brothers, and my grandmother had 12 children, and my grandfather was a minister and a pastor in the church, and so my mother's sisters, they all became ministers, but back in the day, they didn't allow women to actually hold the position of ministership. They only allowed women to be evangelists, missionaries, nurses, and usher board. So my mother, you know, started on the usher board, and then they became, you know, choir members, and then they became, and as the culture in the Black church evolved, so did my mother's family's religious linear. hold on. And I grew up at her knee, basically watching her evolve spiritually and educationally, because she has a doctorate in theology as well. But watching her sisters, my 8 aunts, also showed and role model for me what it like to be, as they say, WOGOY, woman of God. And being a woman of God, you have principles, you have standards, you have ideology and a cosmology, the way you see the world. As well as believing that God is in all things and everything we do, and that the spirit world or faith is what we thrive, strive, and survive on. So watching my mother do the missionary work, I mean, we would give out food on the corners, and the churches would sell dinners, and we would do barbecues, and then we would collect clothes and get clothes to the needy. We would also go on... of course, you know, recruiting, you know, standing on the corner, singing the praise and hymns and praying for people and touching the people and anointing. But also in the practice of Black church, you learn how to develop the spirituality. You learn how to speak in tongues. You learn how to anoint. You learn how to fast. You learn how to walk the path of so-called righteousness. But you also learn about the hypocrisy that people are human, and that also we are all fall short to the glory of God. We're all shaped and wrapped in iniquity, but we're also beautiful, powerful beings. And we have to learn to know that even though We make mistakes, and nobody's perfect. We still seek. We seek to do and bring our best person forward. You know, not the representative that people meet. Yes. And understand the assignments. We have an assignment and a purpose in life. You don't waste this time here. And you need to find your purpose and why are you here? Yes. Who are you here to serve? What are you supposed to be doing? Where and when? I like to say the five W's and why. Why are you giving your time and energy to this thing, that person, or that project, or even to the thoughts that we have? If it's not serving a higher good, a higher consciousness, ever evolving. We're ever evolving, and that's why I'm here to ever evolve, to be a life learner, but also to share God's love, light, and peace, harmony, happiness, and just encourage and be love, you know, because God is love and love is God.
God. I love that. What I can say is I would like to, I want to hear if there's anybody in your life or anybody that you met that you taught your teachings to in specific, like any story that changed her life or his life because of pretty much what you taught them. Do you have a story?
I'm also an old hippie, you know, as some people say. Well, my mother called me her black gypsy. My kids call me goddess. I think when you're connected to God, you have a personal relationship with the Almighty or the Creator, or we function in a place that some people consider strange, peculiar, or some people consider quirky. I mean, it becomes a thing where I don't even have to be talking to people and people start talking to me. So I deliberately, yes. So I sometimes I like to be behind the scenes because I feel you're more effective in writing and creating and also you live the life, you show people by example. However, when people are drawn to you and you have a calling in life as the Black Princess, and you're anointed and you're given the manifest destiny, the assignment, you have to fulfill it. If not, then you're also going to reap the detriment of not fulfilling that assignment, because you, again, come here with a purpose and you have to fulfill that purpose. So, I resisted it many times and I still do, because I'm discriminatory. And as my mother always said, you don't give your pearls to swine. Just be very careful who you give your energy to, because your energy and your time is the most valuable thing you have when you're dealing in relationship with people. So I've learned to discern, not give everybody. Everybody ain't ready for it, even if they ask for it. And most of the times, I don't give unless people ask for it. So a lot of times, out of the blue, I could be minding my business. Like, we did a setup at a gallery pop-up recently. And everywhere I've lived, I've always had an altar. And so that altar to me sets up the tone. Again, to stay in the face, stay in God's light and love, and you want to attract the good. But you also want to repel evil. So when my healing episodes happen, or scenarios, I don't know what you want to call them, moments, it's always random. And somebody says, Mama, please, can you pray for me? And so I pray for people. And I know even sometimes what I'm saying, because it's when you get to the spirit realm. I don't even remember. I have to ask my kids, what did I say?
That happens. That definitely happens. Because my ancestors are Garifuna. So definitely when I feel like when I drink some a little bit of Hennessy, I get to that spirit realm. And like, I think my ancestors love cognac, but that is something that I want to have a conversation with my dad, as far as like what they like, because usually when somebody passes away in our culture, we have an offering. We give them their favorite drink. what they like, you know.
That's right.
So that I definitely can relate to what you're saying here. And also, audience, I know y'all hear stuff in the background. Just want to say that we are on the go. You know how it is when you are an entrepreneur and you're on the move. The work never stops. You still got to, when there's a will, there's always a way.
Amen.
Yes. So for the next question, Mama, because I'm loving all these things that you're saying. Like, it's hitting my chest. It's hitting my soul because, you know, you don't hear too many people talk too positive because they're focused on, you know, the challenges that kind of come their way. You know what I'm saying? And they're not noticing they're not being grateful of what they already have and what's on its way, you know? So one thing I do want to ask is what advice will you give to entrepreneurs that are coming up and entrepreneurs that are, you know, on the same footstep as you, as your journey, as how you lived your life and how you traveled and learning your spirituality and, you know, what advice would you give them?
The first thing that comes to mind is know thyself. You know, and I as a spiritualist, I'm very ecumenical. I embrace the teachings of the Bible, the Quran, and the Kabbalah, as well as many other spiritual influencers in my life. So the Bible says, with all thy getting, get understanding. That means you got to study yourself, approve. There is no reason to be ignorant about anything these days. We have the World Wide Web. We have all resources, and everybody has a phone. So when you are stepping into anything, it starts with a thought. And they say, so a man is, so he thinks. So when you have that first thought, you also need to know how to manifest that thought. And when you manifest that thought, you have to be very specific and very careful, because what you wish for, you might get.
You might get it, yep. That's true.
You also need to know your mind, your body, and your soul, and know what the intention is. Intention is very important. So I tell people, when you want to manifest, when you want to pray or meditate on something to happen, to come forth, to bring to fruition, you have to be very mindful and focused on that subject or that personal thing at hand. Even when I do readings, I do tarot readings as well.
Yes.
It gets to a place where even when people ask me, well, how do I do such and such? That's what's great about Hoodoo Remedies and Hoodoo my connection to the Hoodoo culture and also the African traditional religion. We have to never forget from whence we've come. If you don't remember where you came from, you don't know who you are, you don't know where you're going. Mm-hmm. So when you do your spiritual work and journey, which I share with a lot of my, and I have some godchildren, a lot of people that I've mentored, I always remind them, do what's best for you. But then once you connect to your higher consciousness or your prana or your chi or that energy that is you, you need to develop it. It cannot just be all willy-nilly gone with every web and flow of whatever whim or whatever life brings you. You also have to divinely, and some people are ordained, and they don't even realize it. So I think as a spiritualist and a life coach, we are there to point out what they're asking. Because sometimes people ask you things that aren't even what related to what's really the issue. A lot of time people need to do shadow work. I have to tell people, you need to cleanse, you need to purge, you need to do baths, you need to walk in nature, you need to go to your ancestors, you need to create an altar, you need to connect and get some books, you need to read or do an audio book or do some connection to what aligns and resonates with you. Deep down in the people's gut, like you said, in your heart, you can feel and sense when something connects with you, and when it doesn't, maybe not at that time, it may plant the seed in you to research and study it. So that's why I always tell the people, don't take my word for it. Seek for yourself. As the Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, everything should be added unto you. But that's what I say, you can't take these things so literal. I think what it's saying, seek your higher self and everything else will come, as in Vogue says, free your mind and the rest will follow. So
yeah,
to make the connection, God sends us signs and wonders, but we have to pay attention.
That's true. Because I was just this morning. I'm so sorry to cut you off, Mama. No. You were saying
God speaks to us, and the ancestors speak to us, and even the spirit world speaks to us. And some people call them angels, guardian guides. Some people call them Orisha. Some people call them ancestors. Whoever is speaking to us is always seeking the best. And yes, we should always remember them and give thanks to them also for helping us. The piece is, you have to be still. You have to be in a quiet place. You can't have all these distractions of social media, people in your life, other people's problems, other people's issues. I have learned through the course to mind my business. People will have you going down a rabbit hole in their business.
Mm-hmm.
And you take care of all their stuff. You haven't done anything for yourself.
Exactly.
So that's all I wanted to say on that is, with all that getting, get understanding and be firm and stand in what you know. You only know it because you've taken the time to study it.
Yeah, like I definitely, I love that, like that you say that, because this morning I was just talking about, like, there's more to my culture. There's more to what it is. Like, there's more, like, I don't know. I gear more of my Garifuna culture than the American culture, being, even though I was raised and born here, my mother and my father was born and raised in Honduras, and they speak Garifuna, and they speak Spanish, so English was the last language that they learned, so Spanish was my first language, and I speak a little bit of the Garifuna dialect, and I speak English. But as I'm learning the ancestors of here, and even learning like the history, even your history with your ancestors, and hearing it here in the South, since I'm here in Atlanta, y'all, I'm like, no, they gotta be, and nobody knows about the Garifuna culture. My family, like, nobody has the history. It's like nobody's really talking about it. I just know a little bit about it, where it was born in St. Vincent, a mix of Caribs and Arawaks and Nigerian people from the Moko tribe. But I don't know nothing else after that. I know the French came. I know the British exiled them, but I just don't know too much. So That is something I would like to know, expand my mind a little more and get some more information about my culture, about the Garifuna culture, because I need to know my ancestors. I want to know what is our religion, because my family is Catholic, but I doubt that the Garifuna the Garifuna wasn't Catholic, because we started in St. Vincent. So it's crazy. I have to do my homework, y'all. So for everyone that don't know, I am Garifuna. My family's from Honduras, and I was raised in Brooklyn, New York. But I favor more of the Honduran side, because I did travel back and forth. I just didn't go to school in Honduras, but definitely know a lot about that culture more than anything. And I'm learning more now about the American culture, and even here in the South, receiving all the hospitality, and also grateful for meeting you. Like, it was a pleasure, because we connected right away at the circle, at Artemis Show, you know. And for everyone that doesn't know, it's here in Atlanta every Tuesday at the Low Lauf. You can check, you can follow me on Instagram, Wisdom with a Z, The Healer LLC. And Mom, where is your Instagram for that they can follow you?
Yes, my Instagram is M-A-M-A underscore P-H-A-T-I-M-A-A-T. And I can be found on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. I'm on Snapchat.
Oh, she on Snap.
And Facebook. And I just started a YouTube channel. I'm still developing, and I'm in the process of developing my podcast, as well as writing my first book. It'll be called The Hoodoo Cookbook of Herbal Remedies and Stories.
Look at that. I'm going to be waiting for that. That's going to be nice. Because I know you have so many stories. Like, Mama, I could talk to you all day. Like, we have to go out for lunch one day. because like definitely you're very refreshing to hear. You know, I love listening to you. And for everybody that hears her, I know y'all guys like her listening to her too. And I know y'all curious of what else she got to say. So y'all make sure y'all follow her and you make sure you contact her of any questions, or I'm sure she have some services to offer. Do you have anything that's going on that's coming up for anybody to know?
Well, I do have some products that I sell for health and wellness because, you know, I'm connected to my two daughters. We're called the Three Intentional Queens. And when we go to pop-ups or events, and we're developing our website as we speak, but you can find me on Zen Potion. That's my daughter, Zenzi. She's in Costa Rica now buying products because we import a lot of, we like to support our culture as well as Black businesses, but also she has, she gets a lot of her products that she makes. She makes infused, edible and drinkable items. And and then my other daughter, Sierra, she sells body products, butters, and I deal with the soul. So we have three queens that deal with the mind, body, and soul. My products are usually related to my remedies, which are hoodoo related, which is basically a plant-based medicine system that helps people with physical or mental or spiritual issues. And I sell body scrubs. I sell face washes. I sell spiritual baths. I sell tea. I got a pepper sauce. I just made wine, and I have juicing and smoothies. And
look at
I sell them also for herbal remedies, but they're also for good health.
So all that wellness.
Good health and good wealth, but you got to put it in you and on you and around you for it to happen.
Yes, I love that. Y'all make sure y'all holler at her. I think I need another spiritual bath. Last spiritual bath I had, my aunt gave to me in New York. So that
I usually like to do it in the nature. So we have places we go to in Sweetwater Park and Amicola, like up in North Georgia, Helen, Georgia, where the water is pure and clean from the mountains. So let's go. I've been wanting to do a spiritual bath lesson or class or either a group. You know, like we went back in the day, people got baptized in little rivers and lakes. So I would like to do that again, because basically what a bath is also similar to baptizing, to cleansing and purging the spirit and also changing your fate. So when you're ready for that bath, let me know. And also I do house cleanings. I do baby naming ceremonies. I do cleansing and purification, and also healing remedies, as well as dream interpretation, as well as just anything that has to do with the spiritual realm and helping people to teach them how to help themselves. Because I believe we're all healers. Everybody has potential. You don't have to depend on someone else. I like to teach people how to do it for themselves.
Yes. Ashe. Y'all already heard her information, man. Rick. Oh, as you were saying, Mom?
I said Ashe.
Yes, Ashe. Yes, everybody done heard that information. She done healed me by saying all those things. Like, y'all make sure y'all go ahead and follow her. Y'all make sure y'all go ahead and also Zen Potion. Follow. That's her handle on Instagram. Go ahead and follow her as well. If you are out here in Atlanta, that you see this wellness, this is spiritual, a lot of healness we are going through right now. We're going through a mental breakdown as a community, as I see. So this is, it's very important to reach out to our healers and also to learn for ourselves and love ourselves and continue to build ourselves as a community. So thank you for coming to my podcast. Thank you for being here. And like I said, this is probably my second podcast on the go. My first one on the go, I was speaking with somebody from Chicago. So this is my second one on the go. And I hope everyone out there is having an awesome day, night on purpose, because this is this podcast is international. Is there anything else that you would like to say to the audience before we close our episode out?
Yes, I forgot to mention my other daughter's handle. She is Sierra Murray, but she's under Intentional Queen, as well as... you can find her on the gram as well. So check it out. Intentional Queens, Zen Potion, and Mama Fatima Aunt on the gram. You can also go to our websites from there and check out our photos and our videos. And you can DM us anytime. Now, if you call me, I'm not going to answer the phone, but I will answer the text because I get a lot of calls and Mama got to pace herself out.
Yes, like you said, protecting the energy.
I will get back to you. I will get back to you.
All right. So I love
classes,
it.
I teach classes as well. I'm in the process of getting ready to do some Zoom classes on some things and some, again, develop my YouTube channel. And I'm available for presentations, or if you'd like to have a group book club or gathering, let me know.
That's beautiful. I'm definitely will contact you. Once my book drop, and I organize how I would like to do it, especially here in Atlanta, I would like to go to a few, like maybe 3 spots in Atlanta before I go out to the north with my book tour. So definitely we will connect.
Thank you again. I'll be glad to help you any way I can.
Yes, thank you so much. And for everyone again, y'all already know the vibes. I'm out here in Atlanta, Georgia. I co-host every Monday at the Crave at Little 5 Points. Y'all will see the flyer if y'all follow me. If y'all follow me on Instagram, Wisdom the Healer LLC, $5 hookah, $5 tequila shots. Anybody that's want to vend, they can DM me for vending opportunities. It is at Little 5 Points. So you already know every Monday is different faces and different opportunities. Also, March 19th and March 20th, there is a fundraiser at Atlanta Motor Speedway. I am partnered with a nonprofit organization, Overlook Creations. Make sure y'all pop out. We are creating programs for the youth. This summer will be different out here. I'm going to be everywhere. And what else I got going on, y'all? I think that's it for right now, y'all. If anything, I'll let y'all know. But just make sure y'all follow me on Instagram for that. Y'all can see every update. And I also have a podcast Instagram, y'all. So if y'all want to ever see the people that I speak to and who they are and their handle, if you haven't heard it clear, it will be on the Instagram podcast, which is, I'm about to tell y'all in just a second because I haven't memorized it, which is horrible. Well, here we go. At WIZ.DOM podcast. So it's Wiz, WIZ.DOM podcast. Y'all make sure y'all follow that if y'all want to see the face of the interview. And like I said, I hope everybody's taking care of yourselves, y'all mental, and have a great day or night on purpose. And thank you, Mama, for coming.
Thank you again, and may you be blessed abundantly, exceedingly beyond your expectations, and the best is yet to come.
Ashe.